Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalithona njani izilukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngensonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla inhlanganiso yokhetho ye-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela.
Singayibona iqualizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube nesolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Inhambo kaziwe nlutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona.
Kwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamachumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamuhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayele ANC kalisozele nelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungela izombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi, ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakwinqubo mgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukano ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi leqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo, abathi i-ANC ayibenzeli zona, ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishe i-ANC. Kodwa-ke i-DA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa yi-Black Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, i-corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka kanjani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo. Ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona, ngengafaka i-EFF ne-ANC bese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuyukuthi umkhonto wesizwe ne-DA kwehlulile.
Ibandla le-EFF alenzanga kuhle, kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu le-EFF alenzanga kuhle iqiniswe lonke, kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekela kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekela kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka aya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia, ludlale ndima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babuGandhi uma ukubukisisa kahle alulandimo luyidlalileyo, ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuna abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili yi-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni, ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle. Izuze ngoba ivoti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula ezombusazo ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa ubekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo, wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea, lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula ezombusazo yomnumzana Methuseli Moyo, njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolitshini le-NUST, sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, ngamazwe avele elobudlelwane lezanu PF. Ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni. Ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu. Wananzelela umbuso wezanu PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo mbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale kuzongaba lokunakanela ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo defense ezezikhali. Kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi iRussia ngayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining, yama-fertilize ezokulima. Idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali. Lokhu akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe, ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali, wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efishwa ngabantu. nxa uthi imali uthi uyasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi, njalo nxa ehamba siyakwazi ukuthi ahambe yedwa, isikhathi esine kuvuma umuntu uhanjwe abantu bebaningi, labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lensholo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ihambo kaziwe mlutshwane kuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona ibe nenye. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo bayaphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi upresident kumele angene lapha lalapha, edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane, esakha ubudlelwane beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho kusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzabanje kube nje, singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into ayikudlaliswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methuseli Moyo ocubungula izombusazwe njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini leNUST, obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zikaDabuka Ncube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa lo Dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela amaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okuchiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi mabebuyele abantwana babuyele bephethe, you know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amapikitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i-future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kuma-university, ngangena emakolijini, ngahlala professors, ama-teacher abaceceshile kakhulu, ngafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe phethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa, lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka, ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Kunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yiziphi ezinye zezinto elifuna ukuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika ezizabaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe?
Okunye abazokwenza, bazongena mabengena kuma-university, bazotshelwa ukuthi kula ma-program athile, mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey, ngcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi, you know, ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele enzeni ngezifundo, ukuthi uma ngisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye, ile sivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abaminyaka ophelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka yinala, umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungabanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule, iqhubekele phambili, sazi ukuthi sincedisana nabantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo, kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala, kusasa kungabe kungumntana wakho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi, kumbe usecholocho, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi, sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele, sisize isizwe sethu labantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
Ukusigaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa lo Dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo uDabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina masiko
kwethu.
Owenze
usenziwe manje.
Sigcina masiko
kwethu.
Yey, kwenza masiko lokuphela kwabantu kuzo zonke. Lamhla sixoxa njalo nomnumzana uzongwenya ingcwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabukela ukuhlelo kwangwenya. Kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babuDube kubalaleli nabafakazi bethu. Hayi lapho sikhona ongathi liyakhiza namhlanje.
Yes, sibonileke ubulawa lapho ke echaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona kanjani konoko njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha isigodlo samakhosi. Ye phosela kokho lapho kwe.
Bawuduke khona singasho sithi uyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho lelana lakhiwa liphucwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa bese kuphinde futhi kusikhumbuza ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu yonke into ihamba kahle noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona kodwa sinazelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngeyindlela lapha esesibona sesizithola sesilwa namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha.
Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi kwini obonazana kulisiko olokho kusele kubulawayo siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusiba mani nephindaphu nje akusakhanyi lokuthi kuya ngaphi. Kambe kuyagcinwa ezamasiko khonapho ke kubulawayo ngokubona kwakho kumbe vele into sezisabalele?
Silovalo bawuDube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu. Zakhumbula ukuthi kunegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala. Besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje bekungakangeni lutho olutheni. Mhlawumbe lingagcinwa kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo. Okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emigwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo. Okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ubuyithebethi. Kothi nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani ulobhengula, elithi mzilikazi ngubani umzilikazi, elithi magwegwe ngubani umagwegwe, bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe ngumlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye uthi kambe kungavunywa yini konokho nguhulumente? Phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumente ngosezibambile emadolobheni lapha. Uhulumente akavuma ethi hayi guqulanini ezali lokhu nalokhu kuphaka amabizo azalayo. Kungaba njalo babangwenya?
BabuDube, umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu. Sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumente la ezifakela wakhe amagama, kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho kodwa bengalinge bezame ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi, ikakhulu kwaBulawayo. Njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobho lakwaBulawayo kuthiwa idolobho lamakhosi, idolobho lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi uBulawayo nayo wodwa nje uyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi, sisizwe senkosi uMzilikazi, sisizwe sababuthwabazi.
Ye lo ngubaba umbuso ngwenya incediko zamasiko esintu sinethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalisa ngenjabulo umthembu ozithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale.
Hiwolomzila
salulandela.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube, okwamanje sengilitshiye ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge ithuba babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke uma ungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube yingane njani? Kumele ube ngumntwana onjani? ungazi ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ngumntwana uyohlala uzithoba njalo unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho guluhlupha ungulumuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho umbonga ngani umzali wakho ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile umzali wakho ubhizi ucela kodwa wena usemazweni wena ukuphi umzali wakho uhamba ecela impuphu ebantwini wena ukhona uphila umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa ngumzali wakho ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezi zomzali wakho kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho kuphi ukukhonza kwakho isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali ngeke uthi ensontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngamathensi abhokokile umzali wakho engakaza iphuza ithukela yakho umzali wakhe eswele kuqalekisa yena kufundise nzima mhlawumbe ubehambe biyintango zabantu ngapha umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza nceku zikathixo isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala umzali wakho is the co-creator uwaphiwa amandla umdali umdali wakho konke but umzali is a co-creator unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho wenzani kubazali bakho lapho khona ngabazali bakho baya kubusisana obaya kuqalekisa loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo ungababizi abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo uyimbewu yabo nceku zikathixo kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenyinto kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusiswe kumdali ngapha umzali wakho kuqalekisa awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni akukho lapho yakhona asihlonipheni sazini abazali bethu abasilethe emhlabeni basifundisile basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwe ngomzali wakho umdali wakho oqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni nguyena umdali wakho oqala ngoba nguye okudalile nguye okulethe emhlabeni nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye sibonge ihlo engunaphakathi sithume isikhulu mdali onophethe konke uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle that's why izwe lomoya ade lijabulile ngabo that's why kade belima bevuna that's why imuli zabo bezingasweli ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya umntwana ahambi nje abengenyinto that's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti ephuma akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuchiye yakhile lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe achiye yakhile achiyenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba nomama ngiyabonga uyakhuleka zulu thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje sikhuleka sibonga sithi zulu
lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomchumayeli umnumzana uBusanisibanda asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo yimi untungami linkomo
hayi siyabonga jahale zansi untungami linkomo kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko wayese sazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler ungamanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlala phansi uxoxa lentathele zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuleviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa akhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka kweprimary Mafakela ngasensiyaphi? Mbokomo High School. Mbokomo High School still bengugoqile. Uyazi nje uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ningazi ukuthi khona ama-jeans amayini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba baba wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngimugoqipa kanjalo so okufika nje isikhathi sabo sewinter lesi. I remember teenage yayila boyfriend Jawanda oramani Mgumbuzi seMpophoma sonke safunda khona.
Maseko wathi eqeda isikole eMpophoma High School wathola umsebenzi.
Joina i-company okwakuthiwa i-DRG Vikings. DRG Vikings ibili i-team leyo bengiyidlalela. So hayi ngasebenza khonale ngidlalela i-DRG Vikings. I know, I think it's 82 where ngiyalinda sithi senzane ibi i-N10 ucoach engubobi Kyaka. Alright. So why ubobi wayesuka nje ehamba siyabona ama-lower divisions and then one sport.
Esedlala iHighlanders uCool Ruler ibhoso yanqoba yathanyela inkezo zonke njalo labalandeli bamahlolanyama bebehlala bejabulile.
So we almost all the cups. Thina ibhola lethu it was more competitive. So ama supporters ethu, I don't remember any of the supporters ababe buya bedikela izinto egroundini even sidliwe. Kwakungekho lokho because it was competitive. Uyabona sasisiya NBA sidlala nama team are very good. And those teams which were very good, you understand, they were tough. And ama supporters would never come back and say, hey, this is Lisilinzeni. Every time they would accept us the way we perform, ngani ngigame yona then sabe sidlala.
Maseko wasuka kubhoso kwesikhatshana siyadlala iDarren T. Sebembiza ngokuthi nguCool Ruler. Kwakutheni zanda
umuntu wangiphi igama lenaleli sadlala ibhola esithi Cool Ruler. I think ungathi wayesazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani. Hayi into zokupha vanga isidali. 1989 we engase ungathola umsebenzi eHarare. Asuka sengiyajoyina ini iDarren T. So though lapho bangaziyo ukuthi ngasuka eSailanders for only 1 year. Engabe ngadlala iDarren T. 1990 ngabuyela. Remember when 1990s as we win a pretty league.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside seZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa?
IZimbabwe indaba ungabuki ekhameni yeassist ngapha into zeZifa lokho nalokho. Uma kuyukuthi bafuna uncedo kumbe bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe right, I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlalela phansi ukuthi hayi kulento enje so sifuna ukuthi sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into, I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala le muli yakhe South Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lamaWarriors lise South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba yeWorld Cup lapho lizanqilana nale lesoto lesihlanu ozayo libuye lidibane labafana bafana beSouth Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale le lesoto khona ngale eSouth Africa. Iqembu lamaWarriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kwele South Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayilankundla ezivunyelwa inhlangano yezenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele yeFIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 igama namu Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Banda ngokusiphake udaba luka Cool Ruler. Isikhathi iso singasavumi kuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lokwele South Africa ize yethulo lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho iIndependent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo egama ngoChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.